deeds among the peoples.
First song of the night, number 22, He is in our midst, 2:2. We'll sing both verses. Since this is the first song of the night, please stand what we sing. He is in our midst, 22.
Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who rejoice seek the Lord.
A shield about me. In the verses, we're going to try to keep it soft, somewhat soft, and then crescendo up into the chorus, and the chorus is going to be very powerful.
Do me.
Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore.
Number 249, seek you first.
Chronicles 16, verses 12 through 13. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
Number two.
Oh,
1 Chronicles 16 and verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
Let every heart rejoice and sing. Quick note in the chorus, it says, while the rocks and the rills, while the vales and the hills a glorious anthem raise. I don't use the word rill every day, but it's just a small stream. That's what it means. Okay. Let's sing, let every heart rejoice and sing.
So, let every heart rejoice and sing.
Supplement. Remember who you are. Let's all stand as we sing this song.
No song.
Follow him up, long the way.
1 Chronicles 16, starting verse 24. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples.
Number 696. Salvation has been brought down.
No, so.
Dear Lord, we come before you now, knowing that you are great and holy and above all, and are so magnificent. Lord, we pray that we have hearts of gratitude, hearts of true thankfulness, that you bestow upon us your love, that you give us your mercy, and are a gracious God, blessing us in so many ways. Lord, let us be thankful. So thankful for your Son and the sacrifice. Let us be thankful that we have salvation in that sacrifice, the forgiveness of our sins. Let us be thankful for the blood that was shed on the cross. It has done so much for us. Let's be thankful for your mercy. And thankful for your long suffering. That you've let us live to find salvation and redemption. And we could turn away from sin. And Lord, we pray for those who are struggling with it and have not found their way to you, or have found you and have lost that first love. Lord, we pray for them. We're thankful for our health. We pray for those who are sick or ailing. We're thankful for the care of medicine that can help those. And we pray that those efforts are well and do good to the recipients. Lord, we're thankful for your word, your Bible, that we can come to know you. And let us read from it and study from it so we know more about you. Know what you'd have us do. Because in it we see how much we really owe you. Our lives are all, our very being. Because you're the creator. And we are your creation. And so often unworthy of all you've given us. Lord, we're thankful for the church. Where we can come together and strengthen each other and help each other. We're thankful for all you do for us each and every day, for this freedom we have to come here tonight, to sing songs of praise, to read from your word, and to worship you. We're grateful, so grateful for that freedom. Lord, we pray, and we're blessed with it for many, many more years to come. Lord, we're thankful for the example of our elders and how they show, help us to study from your word, to do what's right. We're thankful for the upcoming generation and our hope that's in them. Lord, let us be good tutors to them. Let us be good examples so that they can carry on your work, showing the love that you've given to us. Lord, we're thankful so much for the forgiveness of sins. And no matter how dark and black our hearts may be, no matter how bad the sin, that you'll forgive us if we'll only ask for your forgiveness. And Lord, you won't remember our sins anymore. Lord, we're thankful for the home prepared for us in heaven, for the glory that awaits those who believe. Lord, we pray you're with us while we walk this earth. And that we keep that prize, that goal ahead of us. And do what we can, relying on your promise that you've prepared a place for us. we'd only believe, love, and trust in you. Let us do that. Please hear these prayers. We're thankful for this avenue of prayer that we can talk to you. Please hear and accept our prayers. We pray them in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Number 92 in our supplement hymn, Be Unto Your Name. Both verses, please, of number 92.
We shall assemble. In the chorus, the tenors and altos echo. Don't slow us down in the chorus, please.
Thank you.
verses 25 through 26 of chapter 16. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens.
Fifty-five.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place.
Number 83 in the supplement.
28 through 31. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is so firm, is firmly established, it shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
Some that morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joining us to share. What we shall see there will be when the saints shall rise, faithful as you will be yonder in the sky. Oh, what a singing, oh, what a shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rally rise. Oh, what glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now I almost see all the saints in there, rising for the jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, I change with them to be. All the many saints goodbye to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, singing, oh, what shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. When with all the heavenly host we begin to see,
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation, gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise.
Give thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
you have your Bibles with you this evening, if you would start turning to Luke chapter 15, me reading a familiar passage to most of us to begin with. Luke chapter 15, we'll begin in verse 11. And he said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, and before you I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'" This is a very familiar story, very familiar parable to most of us. All of us have been this younger son at some point in our lives. We've all rebelled against God. We've all squandered what he's given us. We've all forsaken him at some point in our lives. And where does that way of life lead us to? Just like this younger son, it leads us to wishing that we could just eat pig slop to stay alive. It leads us to the verge of perishing. And if we stay in that state of sin, we will perish. But the son, thankfully, in this parable, realized, and those of us in this room who are Christians, we realize that if we could just be, you know, a servant of the Father, he would supply all of our needs. The Father in this parable, and God the Father, was so loving to us that he made us more than servants. He made us sons, as we see in Galatians 4 and verse 7. And thanks should be to God for the hope that he has given us. So tonight, if you're that younger son and you're still squandering what God has given you, if you're destined to perish like this younger son was destined to perish if he didn't return to his father, don't leave here tonight without making your life right with God, whether you be a Christian or whether you've never obeyed the gospel. If we can help you in any way, come as we stand and sing.